with our host, Roy Clark. Roy's visiting co-host this week is the all-star country performer, Roger Miller. Our special guests this week are the honky-tonk stylist, Keith Whitley, a ton of musical talent, Johnny Russell, and Little David Wilkins. Hee-Haw's own million-dollar band, and starring the whole Hee-Haw gang, Archie Campbell and Gamilla Hutton.
Receive your invitation to the blues. And I don't know why you caused me such pain. I just hope I never go through this much again.
That's wrong.
Now, why is it wrong, George?
Because you ain't went yet.
Misty, whatever you're selling today, I don't need it.
Now, Gordy, you're just going to love what I'm selling today. Look at this wonderful flashlight.
Well, it looks like a regular flashlight to me.
Oh, it may look like a regular flashlight, but this is a solar-powered flashlight.
Do you mean that battery is powered by solar light? Holy smoke, that's something. But what good is a flashlight that you can only use when the sun is shining?
Well, for one thing, think of all the money you'll save on batteries.
All right, Hoss, that there's your hot tea. Hey, Orville, where'd you find the tea strainer?
I didn't. I used the flash water to strain the tea. Yep. Don't worry, I used the old one.
Who flies right? Half a pound, Rowdy. Take your right shoe off when your folks out.
Well, laugh if you will, but if the world ever needs an alternative to knowledge, that boy will be in great demand.
That old truck stop must be a wonderful place to eat. I mean, 600 flies can't be wrong. I went to a place one time where the flies chipped in to fix the screen. Anyway.
new duet is rising on the horizon. Welcome David Wilkins and Johnny Russell.
All I want is a bowl of butter beans. We're just a bowl of butter beans. Pass the cornbread if you please. I don't want no collard greens. All I want is a bowl of butter.
A little piece of country ham.
Pass the butter and the jam.
Pass the biscuits, if you please.
Won't you be? And some more of them good old butter beans.
A turn of sandwich, oh delight.
Little fat, know it.
And my children always scream.
For some more of them good old butter beans.
Now you see that woman over there. That woman over there.
Both hands in the air.
One with both hands in the air.
Why, she's not pregnant as she seems.
She's not pregnant as she seems. No.
She's just full of good old butter.
Fine young traditional country singers coming up nowadays.
And here's one of the best, Roger. Here's Keith Whitley.
Well, you can call up the sheriff and the highway patrol, cause there's a fool on the road careening out of control. Hard leg for fast women, just can't let it be. When I keep my motor running, got my beer on, I say my idea, heaven is a paradise. 7 from 11, set this 4-4 green. But I wish I knew, but it come so easy to me. Night's Saturday night, but I must have had a couple of my beers on my cupcake, shimmy and shake, spend more money than
honky-tonk blues.
wish that he promised didn't break so easily. But I wish I knew it didn't come so easy for me. But I wish I knew it didn't come so easy for me.
Oh, yeah? Wow, that's great. Sure, I'll be right there. That
was great. Who was that?
That was Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton?
Yeah.
What does Dolly Parton want with you?
She wants me to be in her new movie with Sylvester Stallone.
You're going to be in a movie with Dolly Parton and Sylvester Stallone? What's it going to be called?
The Rocky Mountains.
Roger, our good friend Tara Norton watches Hee-Haw up in Kingfield, Maine.
I know, and we're going to salute her and her 949 neighbors.
Ida Lee.
Yeah?
Would you mind telling me what's on this plate in case I have to identify it to some doctor?
Did you hear that, Mo?
Uh-huh.
It's enough to make a good woman cry.
Oh, I know how you feel, honey.
Your pa was the same way. Well, you know, Mo, last night I told Laverne that I heard a burglar in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I said, Laverne, you better get down there and get him before he eats that leftover pumpkin pie I made. Do you know what he said?
What'd the old goat say, honey?
He said, I leave, just leave him laying there, because I'll bury him in the morning.
Yeah.
With plenty of muscle, plenty of stamina too. But David Wilkins and Johnny Russell had too much muscle for you. Where, oh, where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and thought I found true love.
Uh-huh. I was just wondering if you could put your stamp of approval on any of them.
Well, now, let me see here now. Not him. Not him. Definitely not him. Now, wait a minute here. This fella here now. Hey, he's not so bad.
Yeah.
He's not a bad sort.
I like him, too.
Yeah.
The only thing is, I'm afraid he might be kind of a slob.
Well, why's that?
Well, he's just always saying how he'd like to mess around.
Get you a new list.
Remember, if your parents didn't have any children, chances are you won't either.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When they told us to call the hogs.
We didn't call. We didn't know their name.
Hello?
Springfield County subscribes to your paper. You know, I think everybody already knows what everybody's doing.
That's right. They just want to know who got caught at it.
Oh! Now here's my part, Roger Miller, the Hall Hee Haw Gang, and Pickin' and Grinning.
You know, I once had a hand in a big transportation deal.
Oh, really? What was it?
I went across country on my thumb. Roy, I understand something. Roy, I don't understand something. Everywhere I go at the hotel... At the hotel, people point at me. The waitresses and the bellboy and the parking attendant. What is it?
Well, it's going to be that way till you start tipping.
Party at the airport.
Sure am, Roger. And by the way, what does bon voyage mean? Roy, I believe that means don't throw up on the airplane.
What do you think it means, Roger?
I think it means don't throw up on the outside of the airplane.
What's the news from Gleason, Tennessee these days, Speedy?
Oh, sort of bad news this week, Grandpa, I'm afraid. Yep. Uncle Mort, he wound up in the hospital with frostbite on all his toes. Oh, you know, he sleeps with them out from under the covers.
These days in the dead of winter?
Yep. He says there ain't no way that he's gonna put them cold things in the bed with him.
My good friend and our host, Mr. Roy Clark.
They gave him his orders at Monroe, Virginia, said, "Steve, you're way behind time. This is not 38, but it's old 97. You must put her in the Spencer on time." Well, he looked around and said to his black, breezy fireman, "Just shovel on a little more coal. And when we cross that quiet oak mountain, you can watch old 97 roll."
Well, you probably think by now, heck, the million-dollar band doesn't need an introduction. Well, it's true, but these guys keep forgetting each other's names. Jethro Burns, Johnny Gimble, Chester Atkins, Boots Randolph, Danny Davis, Floyd Kramer, Charlie McCoy, and the Hee-Haw Band, and a little King of the Road.
You know, he said he liked independent women, so I played it cool. Then he said he liked romantic women, so I played it hot.
Well, did that work?
Well, then he said he liked passive women, so I played it weak. Then he said he liked strong women, so I just hugged him so hard that I broke his ribs.
Now, when you get that many women together at once, you have to have a good sense of humor. Good sense of rumor.
Yeah.
Oh.
You should have just kept him a baling hay.
Sure. Now, when you get... Now, well, now.
Now,
he's just backing up to get a running start at it.
Now, when you get that many women together at once, you have to have a good sense of rumor.
In our children, we take up the word igloo. I-G-L-O-O. Igloo. Most people believe that that is a structure made from ice and snow that's a home for the Eskimos, but that's not it at all. Igloo is a sticky material that keeps your egg from falling apart, like egg glue.
Hee-haw salutes my hometown, Parsons, Tennessee, population 2,500.
Boy, are you going to be happy you showed up today? We got some really funny stuff for you, starting out with this one from the Hee Haw Riders. Special thing, Archie Campbell's first hair-cutting tools. Oh, I wonder if it's real. And now, folks, for you people who like to hear other people scream, an inflatable person's face. Here's how it works. People who are two bricks short of a load. One, two. Please!
Now welcome back Roger Miller.
Good evening. In the summertime when all the trees and leaves are green and the redbird sings on the blue, cause you don't want my love. Some other time that's what you say when I want you. Then you laugh at me and make me cry, cause you don't want my love. You don't seem to care a thing about me. You're ready to live without me than to have my arms around you when the nights are cold. You're so all alone. Summertime when all the trees and leaves are green and the redbird sings out blue, cause you don't want my love. With me, but now you don't, cause you don't want my love. Some other guy is taking up all your time. Now you don't have any time for me, cause you don't want my love. Well, you don't seem to care a thing about me. You'd rather live without me than have my arms around you when the nights are cold. You're so awful. Summertime when all the trees and leaves are green and the redbird sings out the blue, cause you don't want my love.
Thank you, Roger.
Thank you.
Now, Roger, you can go to bed now.
Thank you, Mr. Miller.
Welcome, a hee-haw favorite. Here's Johnny Russell.
Friends ask, what can they do to help me get over you? But I'm not blue and all broken in two. Why should I miss you? 'Cause you'll be back every night in my dreams. You'll be back. Won't even seem like you're gone. No, I won't be alone, 'cause you'll be back every night in my dreams. Walk the floor and cry until dawn. Sit by the phone, oh no, not me. Why worry alone? Just because you're gone. Every night in my dreams you'll be back. And it won't even seem like you're gone. No, I won't be alone, 'cause you'll be back. Every night in my dreams you'll be back. Every night.
Hotel.
Yes, I'd like a room, please.
All right, just fill in your occupation right here.
Okay. Oh, I don't have an occupation.
Well, what do you do with your time?
Oh, well, I've been married 3 times, and all my husbands have been named William.
Well, just put down that you're a bill collector.
Hey, Roger, huh? You know that you have written some of the strangest songs around.
You mean like You Can't Roller Skate in a Buffalo Herd and How About a Hand for the Hog?
Yeah. Now, what are you writing now?
Well, I'm doing a little something different, Gunilla. I'm writing a song about unrequited love. It's a beautiful, melancholy ballad.
Sounds wonderful. What's it called?
I call it, If Today Was a Fish, I'd Throw It Back.
What is it economists mean by that term, creeping inflation?
Oh, Jeff, that's like when your wife starts out asking for new shoes and winds up with a new outfit.
Let's face it, fellas. One of the very best time-saving devices is simply letting your wife have her way sooner.
Johnny, it's no wonder you're so big. Your mama told me that as long as you were at the table, she didn't need a disposal.
Ain't you the big one to talk? Your mama told me that one time when you ran away from home, you had to take truck route.
Once again, here's Keith Whitley.
Would you like to hear I love you all the time? If you couldn't turn around without us touching, would you mind? You know there's something missing around your. These arms will lead your way. Would you mind that other heart beating for you? Two ears that listen, you can talk to.
the general store? He left his coat at Doc Campbell's.
Well, again? Well, I swear that man would lose his head if it weren't glued on tight.
Oh, you're so right, Arlene. Why, would you believe it? The other day, I heard Doc Campbell tell him he had to go to Arizona for his lungs.
I never hear the telephone ringing, bringing me words of love left unsaid. What memories keep quickly keep springing while sleeping single in our double bed.
Let me give you a country arithmetic test.
Okay.
All right, now, if you had 85 cows and two bulls, what would you have?
Two tired bulls.
Hey, Kathy, I'm thinking about suing some clothing manufacturers.
What for, David?
False advertising.
False advertising?
Yeah, they ought to change those labels to one size fits almost all.
Evening sun,
life's evening sun,
is sinking low,
is sinking low,
a few more days,
a few more days,
and I must go,
and I must go to meet the deed,
to meet the deed,
that I have done,
that I have done,
where there will be no setting sun.
Life's
evening sun
is sinking low,
is sinking low,
a few more days,
a few more days,
and I must go,
and I must go to meet the deed,
to meet the deed,
that I have done,
that I have done,
where there will be no setting sun,
no setting sun.
And I must go to meet the deed.
To meet the deed.
a special two-album or two-cassette collection featuring Hee-Haw's Lulu Roman Smith and the late Kenny Price is available through this exclusive TV offer. To order, call toll-free 1-800-453-1234. That's 1-800-453-1234. Or to save COD charges, send $17.95 to Kenny Lulu Gospel Offer, Post Office Box 140400, Nashville, Tennessee, 37214.
Roger, thank you for being on our show tonight. I just love the way you write a song.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And in fact, after this show tonight, I'm going to have a private songwriting class for a few of the beautiful